Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Welcome to the show. Welcome to You Do Woo. This is Allison, your host. I decided that something I need to do at the top of every year from here on out is sort of like a state of the new paradigm episode. I have done a couple of these in the past, I think, and I'll link them in the show notes below. I've done my first new paradigm episode, which is talking about all of the shifts that are apparently going to happen as we approach the year 2027. And then I did a halfway through. So I think I talked about how 2020 was when the deconditioning period started, and the ending is going to be 2027, which is going to be when the new paradigm actually is upon us. And so in 2023, last year in the summer, I did a halfway through episode. So I'll link both of those below if you want to go back and listen if you haven't yet. But basically, here's the gist of it. Human design was founded in 1987. And one aspect of it is a prophecy that came through from God saying that 2027 was going to be a very big energetic, spiritual, evolutionary shift for human beings and for the world. And there's a lot of different things that have been thrown out there of like different things that are going to happen. And it's very interesting because there have been seasons in the past 5 years or so that I've known about human design and known about this new paradigm shift that I've been a little bit scared of it and like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Like the stock market is going to crash. Like it's going to be apocalyptic, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, just sort of going to fear. And I'm realizing that a lot of that is from external energetic sources. And nothing against people who are, you know, doing the prepper thing and all of that kind of stuff. Like I'm not speaking badly of that. But I think for me, in order to move forward with a sense of safety and love and like everything's going to be okay, I sort of have to have a slightly different view of it. Maybe if I didn't have a child, I would think a little bit differently, but the idea of just shit's going to hit the fan and like nothing's going to be okay while having a child is a little bit debilitating for me. And honestly, nobody knows what's going to happen. So you don't know. But me living my current reality in fear does not serve me. So I have had to evolve my belief system around what is going to happen in the new paradigm. And there's actually been some premonitions, downloads, like just pings, like the still small voice talking inside of me of like what is actually going to happen that I do think is already happening. If you hear me, I just have notes that I'm looking at real quick. And I think the main thing that is going to be different is that we're having a very rapid evolution of the human race, of our species. And I think that that's going to be the most rapid it's ever been in the history of mankind because of technology. And I know there's a lot of fear and negativity around AI and technology and things like that. And I know there's shadow sides and light sides to everything. So I'm not saying like it's just going to solve all of our problems. I'm not saying that. I think there's going to be issues that technology bring up as well, like that we have so far, like the internet and having too much information and being addicted to our phones. Like there's negative sides to it, but there's also positive sides. And I think that a huge things that's going to happen in the next 3 years or so is us as humans really separating ourselves from technology and robots and AI. Because for so long, even before we had computers and the internet and smartphones, we as humans were seen and treated as robots. We're like human doings instead of human beings. So I really think that this is going to be a time for us to separate ourselves from the human doings or the quote unquote doings. There is going to be artificial intelligence and there are going to be robots and there's going to be things that are doing the do's for us. And we as humans really are going to start at a much more rapid pace than ever before, aligning with our soul, our intuition, all of the things that make us different than robots and technology. So it's less about our actual brain and more about our gut and our the splenic intuition and the heart center and all of that. So we're like, our brain is going to be one thing and it's useful, but robots also have a central intelligence unit, you know, like they have an operating system like our brain, very similar to it. So we're going to have to start accessing the other parts of us that are only for humans. And we're going to have to start accessing other parts of us that are part of our soul and things that are connected to the creator, things that are connected to higher worlds and that make us actually like higher than the artificial intelligence. So I really think that this is going to be a time where there's going to be a lot of changes and it's going to be for the good of humanity. And I think a lot of people are going to be waking up a lot faster, coming online a lot more, tapping into their psychic abilities. I hear from you guys every day, like every day, two or three new people send me a DM saying that their sister or their husband or their best friend or whatever, like has started talking about all of the spiritual stuff, the woo-woo stuff, like started believing in God, like all of these different things. I think that's going to be happening at a much more rapid pace. I think that we as humans are going to be moving from making decisions from fear to making decisions in love. I think that we're going to be moving from ego-based decisions to soul-based decisions. This is something I talk about I'm pretty sure I did a whole thing on this in my manifestation masterclass last summer. So I always have people write down all the things that they want. No holds barred, just write down everything that you feel like you want. And really, every single thing is possible for you. And there's a reason why you want it, because the creator wants you to have it and wants you to go on the journey of getting it. Sometimes the reason we don't get some of those things is because we won't be able to handle it right now. And it's about timing, or it has to do with other people's journeys. And they're supposed to complete something before we're able to get it. There's so many different things. And this is something I talk about in that masterclass, but I want you to write down all of these things. Then I want you to go through and separate them on like what are soul desires and what are ego desires. And ego desires aren't bad. You could still have ego desires on your list and ego desires on your vision board and all that kind of stuff. But ego desires are something that are a little bit more for this material world and the 3D physical world, and sort of something that like is an external validation or something where you like want to make sure that other people see you having this thing or know you have this thing. So like wanting a really fancy house with an Instagram-worthy kitchen so that you can do all your reels and stories with a beautiful white background and blah, 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 and put them up there for other people to see. That's an ego desire. Still okay. Put it on your list if you desire that. But if you want like a beautiful house that feels luxurious to you and is safe and secure and like your own sanctuary, and you won't, like, you're never allowed to take a picture of it. You're never allowed to have guests over. You're never allowed to have anybody see that you have this at all. Then that's a soul desire. And there's a lot of other nuances to that, but like, that's a easy way that I describe that. There's nothing wrong with ego desires, but what we'll see over the next several years is that most humans will have much more soul desires on their list than ego desires. And as you wake up, as you have spiritual awakenings, as you do spiritual work, that just automatically happens. It's not something to like pat yourself on the back for. It's just an automatic that sort of comes with this. I think that humans are going to be more sensitive and less able to handle toxins and negative energy. I think that, and this is, I mean, these things are happening for me and to me too. And it's really, really interesting. Like I'm seeing myself how internally and habitually my mind goes to lack and not good enough. And like, this isn't the perfect scenario, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm able to see that now. So I think you're able to see negativity easier than you did before in previous years. And I think we're also going to be able to clearly see our addictions and things that limit us or impact our nervous system or impact our energy. And everybody has addictions, you know, it might be drugs or alcohol, which alcohol is a drug, or it might be our phones or our email or constant, for me, a lot of times it's like, what's it called? I'm like doing multitasking, like doing two things at once. That's something I've very much cleaned up lately, is trying to be present with what I'm doing and not multitasking. Seeing my controlling nature, like my wanting to control outcomes and wanting to control external circumstances and wanting to control other people so that I'm comfortable. Being on your phone too much, not being present, like all of these different things. We're going to start seeing these for what they are, and we're going to start being convicted to change them, right? Not like feeling guilt or shame. It's not going there, but being like, okay, I really want to change, or having miraculous changes. Like what happened for me with alcohol, it was just like, oh my God, I don't want this anymore. I have zero desire for it. And I never, ever, ever thought that was going to be the case. I thought I would have to have some internal willpower and like just push and like restriction and like having rules and all of that kind of stuff. And I didn't have to have that. So you can also, if you see your addictions, you can pray for that miracle to happen too, where they're just, the desire for that is just taken away. I'm praying for my business to eventually get to a place where I don't need a smartphone. I don't need social media to run it. And I will get there. And it might be faster than I thought, and it might take more years. I don't know. But that is one thing I'm grateful for Instagram as a platform, because it has up to now helped me to build my business. But now that the podcast is growing at a faster rate, I'm seeing that this could be a reality, that I could eventually either hand off my Instagram to somebody else or close it down altogether and not have that addiction in my back pocket, you know, or wherever, anywhere in my house, and not even have to have a smartphone. Honestly, that would like be the best thing ever. So I do think that if this idea of 2027, where you're like, oh my God, apocalypse, Jesus' second coming, aliens coming, like all of this stuff, and you're like a little bit like, okay, this is going to be so intense and I'm freaking out and whatever, maybe just stop, let all of that go. And say, what if this was about just us as humans, as the human race, evolving at the highest rate we have ever, ever evolved, and it's going to turn out to be a beautiful thing and honestly usher in the new earth, all of the things that Jesus and so many other religions talked about as far as this Eden, this new earth and this Eden and this new way of living and being together and communing and being human beings again, not human doings. Not that it's not good to go out and take action and all that kind of stuff, but not to the point that we have let it get to where humans are robots working 40 hours a week at something that they hate doing. So that's my little state of the new paradigm as of now, the beginning of 2024. I'll probably do one every year or maybe every 6 months just to give you updates as to what I think is going on, what I've been hearing about, what I've seen happening and changing and evolving. But I have some resources for you in the show notes below. If you want to check them out, you're welcome to and go listen to those old episodes. Feel free to share this with friends or family or coworkers who are into human design because it's a super interesting, great topic to discuss around the coffee maker, wherever you chat. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast with all of your friends. This is how it grows. I so appreciate y'all doing that. Thank you for the ratings and reviews. Come say hi to me on Instagram. Right now, I still have it. If you're new, my handle is @youdowoo. I love getting typed out messages from y'all. I love getting audio messages from y'all. I love hearing from my new listeners. So come say hi, and I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. I'll see you next week.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram @youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga, it's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.